Hi, welcome to my podcast. Thanks for listening. This is Lasky, and today we're going to read two scary stories. Both of these I found on Reddit. Yesterday, I was only 20. Today, I'm 53. I awoke to find all my teeth rotten or loose, my hair down to my feet, my toenails and fingernails spiraling out like twisted candy. Starvation, dehydration, or muscular atrophy hadn't occurred. My bedsheets were soiled, though. My house was in disarray, the worn roof allowing in tiny beams of daylight. Pipes leaked wretched water. Inches of dust rested on every surface. I should explain that the Earth's orbit is now populated with vast fields of prismatic dust. Astronomical observations captured peculiar interactions between photons and the dust fields that were affected by the quantum underbelly. We encountered the first field yesterday. The result, recorded by specialized atomic clocks as the first field and the Earth clashed, caused all matter to age in order to regain equilibrium within the quantum realm. By 1,041,379,416 seconds, 33 years. I remember crying at the news in my pointless future. After cutting through my nails with blunt scissors, I faced myself in the tarnished mirror of my bathroom and pulled out what teeth I could. Then I hacked at my hair and my beard. I dressed in a Simpsons onesie that was still in a wearable state. Outside, I looked at the ruination by the prismatic field that had been left behind. Amazingly, there weren't many bodies. I guess most had died or stayed in their home. The plants, unbound by decades of controlled growth, had taken over. Buildings had fallen to neglect. Machines halted due to rusted gears and corroded wires. The sky was birdless. The silence was uncomfortably punctuated by random structural collapses and unintelligible human voices. All creatures with short lifespans were most likely extinct. Pausing to rest, I could feel the decay in my bones and my body. Getting old was tiring. I had lost my best years. Someone brushed past me, running towards the market square. "Come on," he shouted. "We don't have a lot of time." I followed him to see a large crowd of people, all naked and co-populating the street. "We need to get the women pregnant before the next field hits." I understood. I ran to the group and joined up with the first beckoning woman, despite her not being my type. It became an orgy of survival, an emotionless sexual act. We were all sore and drained, but we all realized this was the only way to keep the human race from going extinct. I eventually collapsed through exhaustion. When I arose, I found a man beside me, covered in gore and babbling. I felt even older. Another field. My last partner had burst open. Her son, my possible son, had accelerated in growth during his time in her womb and sought freedom. The problem now is that he's a drooling imbecile, as all these children in their 30s will be. He can't walk, let alone fuck. I'm glad I won't be around the next time we hit another field. And mankind, I suspect, will shortly follow. I'm currently sitting in front of my computer, scared witless. Any moment could be my last. And there he sat beside me, my friend, the sole reason why I'm in danger. I know you don't understand, but let me explain. Everything started earlier today, when my friend burst into my front door, slamming it behind and locking it. He was panting absurdly. Before I could ask anything, he began narrating his story. He had been living with his aunt for a year now. His parents were working at a small hospital in Mexico. Previous night, a bedraggled man came barging into the hospital. He was breathless and had a clear sign of terror on his face. The man was screaming in Spanish. When the man was finally able to catch his breath, he spoke in broken English. He claimed that his sister had been killed by something he referred to as La Mierda Blanco. La Mierda Blanco, La Mierda Blanco, La Mierda Blanco. He kept saying it was coming for him next. Confused, his parents asked what it was. He hesitated at first, then continued. It meant the White Death. She was a girl who died years ago after committing suicide. A girl who was lonely and unloved. She hated life so much that she wanted to remove every trace of her from Earth. So great was her desire to liberate her memory, she came back as a vengeful spirit, killing anyone who knew of the existence. You are never really aware that she's following you until you hear a tale talk knock upon your door. No matter where you run, she will always track you down. You can try and flee, but you can't ever outrun her. The White Death follows you forever until you tell someone about her. And then it strikes. She kills you, begin following the person you told. When the man was done, he sprinted out. He stole a car and in the parking lot and vanished into the night. Apparently, the parents called his aunt and told her about the strange man and what it was undeceivable. The aunt about the White Death. The following night, she received a call from the Mexican police that the parents had died. Soon, he heard the heartbreaking news about his parents and even about the White Death. And when he returned home this morning, the front door was wide open. Inside, he found his dead aunt. That's when he started running. He ran all the way across town to a point where he reached my house and got me involved in the scene. And here we are, looking at the door being banged ferociously for the past 2 hours. I'm sorry I ever met my friend. Everything's his fault and I'm doomed to die. I'm sorry for you too. I'm sorry I made you read this story. Sorry I told you about the White Death, because now that you know about her, she'll be coming for you next.